Blog Talk Radio.
Friday night chat. I am your hostess, Imad Alday, and with my co-host, Taylor Daines. I want to wait for Thomas to come in. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Hi. Hi, Thomas.
What's up?
How are you?
All righty, what's up?
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm okay. About to find my life in the bottom of this bottle. It's been one of those weeks.
I'm still at work.
Oh.
Aw. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll be leaving in about a half an hour.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And then I'm going to find my way to the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah. And I had to put myself in the... I had to. That's my...
You had to?
Spirit. I had to. It had no choice. The bottle called my name and I said, look, I'm going to answer.
So what bottle are you finding your life in now?
You know, my normal bottle of Stella Rosa, you know. Yeah, it's my normal bottle. I haven't introduced Jose and Patty back into my life yet. But I feel like they're gonna be coming back, so. I feel like. What?
Introduce Jose.
I got
Introduce
to
Jose.
Not today. Jose can't come out today because I got an early morning tomorrow. So I can't reintroduce Jose tonight. But I got stuff to do tomorrow.
I gotta work tomorrow.
You understand the love-hate relationship that Jose and I have.
You and Jose have a love-hate
love
relationship only because you can't get up in the morning. That's the only reason. And he make you do things that you really want to do, but you can't admit that you want to do.
No. Oh, I know what I want to do, and I'm a doer. Don't get me twisted. Sometimes when me and Jose love on each other at nighttime, in the morning we break up because he makes everything in me just feel bad. So that's why I haven't reintroduced him yet, because I don't want that feeling. I got stuff to do tomorrow. But that's neither here nor there in this life. By my rest of my life in the bottom of this bottle. Hey, listen.
I'm good.
Please don't.
I'm not. I found my life in the bottom of the bottle last night. I'm not judging. Not at all.
That would be Tuesday night.
Life in the bottom.
Yeah, yep, on a Thursday, yep. Mm-hmm. Found my life in the bottom of the bottle. I sure did.
Well, mine was on a Tuesday. I was turning up on a Tuesday.
All right, so somebody put a disclaimer on out there so that we can kind of jump into these topics tonight.
Would you like me to give the
somebody.
Disclaimer, Taylor?
Absolutely. Yours are always hilarious, by all means.
Okay. For those of you who are in attendance tonight, this is a disclaimer for those of you who are not familiar with this show. Now, on this show here, we have a tendency to cuss, drink. You might even be welcome to a sex show at some point in time or another. Maybe, maybe not, but who knows? But if you're not comfortable with the words fuck, shit, bitch, motherfucker, asshole, nigga, you know, any form of an offensive word, I would suggest that you get your ass off this goddamn show and go pray. Go pray. Just that's it. But for those of you who are used to this show, I'm not that. But for those of you who are used to this show, hi, how you doing?
I can't even. That's funny.
He said, go pray.
Go find Jesus. Go get Jesus. Bring him on in. He said, go pray.
Yep, go pray. So, you got to bring Jesus with you. Go pray.
So let's talk about the theme song for tonight. It's called Disrespect. It's by Trey Songz. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I need to be real disrespectful, but I'm not going to do it. But that's where I'm at. So, yeah. She said she don't care about none of these bitches. I don't care. That's where I'm at. That's the lane I'm in. I don't care. So, that's why this song was chosen for the night. So we're gonna talk about flirting and whatnot. I, for one, will tell the world that I am a natural flirt. I do it. I do it unconsciously sometimes, and I do it. But it's there. Sometimes that fine line between, you know, flirting and that cute little banter, or that just plain ass weird, like, I don't know why you are even looking in my direction. What the fuck are you doing? Like, that's where we're kind of going tonight. So, Taylor, would you say that you're a flirt?
I am. I do flirt a lot. However, I encounter, see, here's the thing. I rarely get people that flirt with me, and it doesn't get creepy. I don't know if I'm saying something wrong, but it gets like it starts to go left, and it's like, wait, what did you just say to me? Like, no, I'm not gonna continue this conversation. No, thank you, sir. Like, yesterday I went to go get a breakfast sandwich from the store. So this guy is like talking to me the entire time I'm in the store. So he just like leaves out the store. So I'm thinking, all right, he got his stuff, he's leaving, whatever. I walk out of the store and he's like he's right by the door. So when I open the door, first of all I hit him with the door. And then
team clumsy all the way.
Pause. This was not a Taylor Clumsy moment. This was a why you standing so close to the fucking door moment.
Team clumsy all the way. You're supposed to observe your surroundings. But we're not. Go ahead. Continue, sir.
You know what? Shady Boots over there. We're not going to do this tonight. Anyway, so I hit him with the door. I didn't do it on purpose. And then he's like, you know, can I walk you to your car? I'm like, no, I'm just going around the corner or whatever. And then he's like, oh, okay, I can walk with you. No, you can't, sir. You're not going to walk with me around the corner. No. And then he's like, well, are you going to be here tomorrow? I said, probably not. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to be here anyway waiting for you. What? See, I don't know how the weather is. Well, Thomas, I know how the weather is where you're at. But, Amaj, I don't know how the weather is where you are. But up here in Jersey, it's like 19 degrees. So this was yesterday. So that situation happened yesterday. So this morning, it was 5 degrees outside when I got up. There's no way. It was cold yesterday. Like, there's no way I'm going to be outside waiting for someone at a store. It was just weird. See, that's what I'm saying. See, the flirting, it goes left, and then it gets weird.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's where it gets to that, you know, creepy side. It does. I've experienced that before. The whole, let me walk you to your car. No, I'm good. Fine. You know, no. But my thing is, you know, some people don't know how to flirt. You know, they just think, oh, if I, you know, spark a conversation, somebody is really going to entertain that conversation with me. And they're not. You know, as a woman, we have different ways to flirt. Like, we have, you know, we can bat our eyes. We can, you know, I'm queen for the lower shirt. Like, my shirts are cut just right. So I can do the old raging, you know, I found you amusing, and I have these moves. So... And for those who don't know what that is, it's a thing from Living Single. You know, she was teaching Sinclair how to flirt, and she was like, you know, you find him funny, you giggle, and you put your hand on your chest, and I have these. So, yeah, whatever. But I'm good for it. And that's what I don't understand, you know, as women, how do we not know how to flirt, you know? And... that creepiness of walk me to my car. Are you coming back here tomorrow? You were at a store. Why would you come back tomorrow? If I didn't get all the shit that I needed today, why am I coming back tomorrow? You know? But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to ask him why he's special.
But yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, why would you, what? I was like, no.
And you know I'm mouthy. You know, I'm a little mouthy something. So I would have said, you know what, sir, since this is the store, clearly I've gotten everything that I needed today. And I probably won't have to come back tomorrow. So you go on and you hold your breath and wait for me to get here. Because I guarantee you I'm probably not going to show up. You're going to pass the fuck out. But that's just because of the mood that I'm in at this point. Like, I ain't really wanting nobody to approach me at this point in life. But, But you know what the flirting that's really creepy is? The ones that come into your inbox and say stupid shit.
Oh, I hate those.
Those are the ones, like, it's not even a public flirt. It's more than inbox hoes. And y'all know how I feel about inbox hoes. I keep them. They say, I don't understand. If they don't, if they listen to the show, they need to know that I don't like them. I don't like inbox hoes. I don't like any of it. Like, I had a dude earlier this week come into my inbox because I posted a picture about girls who wear glasses and have big breasts are closet free. Now, I'm not going to answer that question. I might later, but not right now. So he comes into my inbox and he says, well, you know I want to see you, right? And I'm thinking to myself, no, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you wanted to see me. How the fuck was I supposed to know that? But, you know, that's what he says. And me being the mouthy one, I say, well, no, I didn't. And he was like, yeah, I want to see you, and I want to do X, Y, and Z to you. Really? That's what you want to do. But were you aware that you have a girlfriend? Let me bring her to your attention. Let me bring her from the back to the forefront so you can remember that you have her. Because you're not going to want to come kiss my lady parts and you got a girlfriend. So, you know, he took that whole flirting thing to that whole other level. You can say somebody's beautiful. You can say you're very pretty. You can say all of that stuff and make that woman feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. But you don't have to go so far to the left that she's like, okay, now you're just strange. Something wrong with you. You're a man whore. Get the fuck out of my inbox.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I agree 100% because, like, the inbox thing, like, they go above and beyond. Like, they go above and beyond in the inboxes, and it's like, you, like, really? You thought I was going to be like, oh, my God, for real?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I got, like, the most ass-backwards compliment ever the other day. For those of you that don't know, I actually have natural hair. I've had natural hair for about 2 years. I finally decided to straighten my hair for Valentine's Day, and I posted a picture on my Instagram. And I got somebody got in my inbox, and they said to me, wow, you look you look a lot different with your hair straightened. I said, yeah. I was like, it's just my hair. It's just straight. But you look better that way. Wait, what?
Oh, they don't know
and
how
then,
to compliment.
Yeah, and then they proceeded to say, well, if I was your man, I wouldn't let you unstraighten your hair. How do you what?
Mm.
Wait, so you're saying that if you were my man, you wouldn't want me to let my hair curl back up? What? And then left me his phone number after that.
Hmm.
And then was upset that I never called.
Hmm.
I said, wow. Wow, that was different. Yeah. All the and this was a message back to back to back to back. I didn't even respond to the first one yet. Like, I didn't get a chance to respond to the first message, and then the second, the third, and the fourth message came all in one shot.
Tell me, what about you? What are your themes with this whole flirting thing?
Well, my voice changes. Like, and I do it, first off, let me say, I'm a natural flirt. So, like, when I talk to women, I don't actually be intending on flirting. It's just shit that happens. So, with that, like, my voice will change, you know, conversation will change, just different things. Like, I'm one of them guys that'll inbox you. Like, if they're on Facebook, I'm one of them guys that'll inbox you to say, hey, you look very nice, or this, that, and the third. I'll just leave the fuck at that. I ain't trying to do nothing extra. You know, maybe if the conversation sparks up from there, then we go from there. If not, I'm not going to fucking pursue it. But if it does go from there, then it just goes from there. But for the most part, I'm laid back. I tell you, I think you're pretty. The conversation goes from there. That's where it goes from. That's pretty much how it goes. You know, like if I'm out and about and, you know, I'm sitting up there, I find somebody I think is attractive, you know, and we have a conversation. If the conversation goes well, then we'll go from there. I'm not really, you know, all hung up on like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to flirt with this person, flirt with that person. Shit happens. That's how I look at it.
The promise of a natural flirt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Oh, I asked the question on my Facebook page. I did have one response. Donna says that she is a flirt and that she does it all day long. And I think everybody's voice changes when they're around the opposite sex and they want to actually flirt with them. You know, my friends say I literally do it unconsciously. Especially if a man is nice looking. Now, if he ain't something I like to look at, then he's going to get a regular old conversation. But, you know, and if I'm, hey, how are you? What's your name? You know? But it's softer, and it's a little bit more pleasant.
I did it earlier today. Like, I was flirting earlier today, and I didn't even realize it. Like, I was asking her, this lady that works at my job, and I was asking her, like, oh, okay, yeah, come here because I had something to tell her. And she said, what to me? And I'm like, what? What do you want? Why do you want me to come over there? You know, and my voice had changed because I had said to her, because I asked you to. You know, and it wasn't like, oh, okay, yeah. I guess to them, it was more of like, this is no longer a question, now this is your command to get over here, so you should do this now, kind of thing. And it was just a regular conversation because I asked you to. But to them, it came out like, oh, this nigga just put on the sexy voice, and you should just go over there and just see what he wants to say to you. That's what it sounded like to them.
Wow. Look at Tom's trying to get stuff done at the workplace. But,
workplace booty is good.
So,
I say workplace booty is good.
I work from home.
So you should have workplace booty. You should.
It's only mine. It ain't nobody else's. It's only mine.
Hey, listen. You have workplace booty, so I mean, at least you know, when you work from home, you can be relaxed and chill and get you some workplace nookie, and you'd be all right.
Okay, so listen. Before we get into the other topic, let's talk about this whole workplace thing. Like, would you seriously, like, I don't know if we've talked about this before. I don't know. Would you seriously, like, really date a coworker?
I never said anything about dating.
Oh, goodness.
I never said anything about dating.
My God. I think this. Date, talk, through, manhandle. I don't know what you want to do to a coworker. If you got to, I don't know. So, would you mess with a coworker? I mean, golly. What?
I haven't even started drinking yet.
I know. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Like, I thought about it. Like, I entertained it before. Like, I entertained the thought before, but I wouldn't do it. Like, now, no, I wouldn't do it at all. No.
So, you know, I've been doing my job for a really long time. A really, really long time. I have only had... Well, one of them really don't count because he was kind of like my booty before he started working there, so he really wasn't no co-worker booty. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was, like I said, because I met him way before we worked together. So he really doesn't count. So I only had one. I've only had one in all my years with my employer. I've only had one. And... we're actually still friends. We're just friends at this point now in life because we've both moved on and gone to other aspects of life. But it was very entertaining. It really was. You know? So, Thomas, can you mute your phone line while you're moving around?
No.
Please.
Okay. I'm done moving around.
Thank you. Okay. So, I did it. I did. And I don't know if people knew it or I could care less if they knew it or, you know, I didn't care, but it was good. Yeah, it was really good. He's good people. I enjoyed our conversation. I loved our pillow talk. I enjoyed, you know, our friendship that came from it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we weren't in the situation that we're in now, we'd probably still continue. So, yeah. Yeah. Would he do something? Let me say you something, Thomas. I thought you said you were finished moving around.
I'm just sitting down in the chair. I'm at work. What do you expect? There's going to be noise.
You can mute your phone line when you're doing something. But, you know, very interesting. So, Thomas, did you mess with the people that you're working with?
No. Just different people that work in the mall that I work at.
Oh.
Wait, did I? Let me see. I'm trying to think. No, not that I can remember.
Okay. Okay. All right. So as we move into our next topic, this is something I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm saying how you want me to say it, Taylor. So it was something about stalking.
Oh. So you're dating somebody, right? So it's that time, you know, you guys get down and you do whatever you need to do. And they start stalking you. Like, full-blown stalking you. Like, now they're all over your social media. Like, they want to know where you at. Like, they just full-blown stalking you. Like, they just randomly show up at your house. How do you deal with that?
Well, let me start by saying that's a starting on where I live. One. You don't really picky about that. So a lot of times they don't know where I stay. I will go meet you. I will come to your house, but you can't come to mine because I've been stalked before. And then, like, when it comes to the whole stuff, you know I'm being stalked on my social media by this person. So, Yeah. Somebody told me to press charges. What type of shit? Why would I press charges when it comes to just my social media? I can block you and delete you. And then just figure out some other way to try to get them. But, you know, claim these people you have sex with. And just, you know, some people are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta screen them. You gotta screen them. You have to. Like, maybe, you know, maybe I need to see references. Maybe I need to see your last two girlfriends who had good shit. And I need to figure out what you did to them and why you quit them or they quit you.
Mm-hmm.
Something. I mean, because you can't just walk around just, you know, stalking people because they done gave you some. You know, like, you just can't. You can't do that. What makes you think they're going to give you some more if you acting like you ain't got good goddamn food?
Yeah, that's my theory. That's just the way I look at it. Like, I'm not about to, if I want some more, I ain't going to act a fool.
Now, there was something I saw the other day. Oh my gosh, I had to go find it. I think it says something like, why do the craziest dudes always have the best dick? The same thing for women. Why is it some of the craziest women always have the good shit? So, I gotta find that thing. Is it in my phone? I don't know why. We have, but yeah, that was something I was reading earlier. Like, they have the best. It's like, you didn't stand in the common sense line. You decided that you wanted to go stand in the extra privacy part and not get your good sense. What is that? Yeah, I believe it.
And there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than a crazy dude. Like, they're like, dudes that are crazy, like, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. Like, I've dealt with, like, different type of dudes. Like, they've been, like, they are different. Like, their tastes are different or, like, you know, they're different as far as, like, their looks or whatever, like, their clothing and their style. But this one particular person, like, they take different to a whole nother level. Like, I don't know how or why. Like, this dude knows so much information, like, personal information about just so many people. It's like, why? First of all, how did you find that out? Why do you know that? And why would you want to know that? Like, really personal information. Like, I know where you live at. I know what you eat regularly. I know where you shop at. Like, I know where you go get your food from, type of personal mess. Like, why do you know that? Like, so that's how you feel? Like, you're going to call me. I'll never forget. I was coming home from work one day. I decided to stop by the store or whatever. So I'm shopping, and he's like, what's taking you so long to get home? Why do you know that I'm not home? What you doing out shopping? What are you looking for? Why do you know I'm out shopping? See, that's what, no. We're not going to do this. Mm-mm. We're not going to do this. See, with me, like, we both can't be crazy. Because, see, I'm not a well-adjusted person. Like, I know this. But we both can't be crazy. That's not going to work. Like, I already told you from the gate that I'm, like, you know, I'm batshit crazy. So why, we can't do this. No, we're not going to do this.
into doing it at all.
Yeah. Smooth, like I smooth broke up with him. Nope, no, not gonna do it. No, And he was really upset about it. Like he was really like, well, I don't understand. I said, well, I don't know how to make you understand. Like you just can't, like you just can't be following me around. Like you can't be stalking me. Like I don't, it's not, I'm not that type of person. Like that don't do it for me. Like you can't. We're not going to do that. He was really upset. He was like, but I love you. I was like, well, that's nice that you love me, but you're crazy, and I'm not dealing with that. Like, I'm crazy enough. Like, we don't need two crazies in a relationship. Like, I'm okay. I can handle the crazy part in a relationship. That's fine. But, he was real serious.
Is it possible that, you know, he could possibly balance your crazy? Because you know how sometimes, you know, it can be balanced. Like, I know with me, I have my own type of crazy. Okay? But let's say... I don't know which person I want to throw out there. Whatever, which one, which, it doesn't matter, you know. But their crazy is a little bit different than my crazy. Like, my crazy is a lot calmer versus their crazy. So there could really be two people in a situation that's crazy, but one person's crazy is going to be greater than the other person's crazy. You know, so you can be together and you can both be crazy. Some people need to know, like, look, so you don't go step out and do no stupid shit. You grow up crazy.
No,
now,
see, that's what
you don't want my crazy to show out on you.
And I get that. I get that. But see, here's the thing, though. Like, why? But his crazy was different than my crazy. That's how I knew it wasn't going to pan out. Because you knew that I was out shopping someplace. Like, you're asking me specific questions about what I'm looking at. Like, so that means that you're following me. It's not like you like, oh, all right, you out shopping, like, what you looking for. You like, why are you looking at that blue sweater? Like, that's not something you would wear. Why do you know that I'm looking like a blue sweater? See, this is my issue with you. So your crazy is different than my crazy. Like, you're following me places. And, like, you're randomly showing up places where you don't need to be. Like, I'm out with my girlfriends at the mall in Victoria's Secret, and you just show up at Victoria's Secret. No, we don't do this. Like you come to my job and you're watching me from the bar area at my job. Like, why are you at my job? Like, you, so let me get this straight. You left work early to come sit at my job to watch me during my shift. That's what I'm saying. See, that's not regular crazy. See, my crazy is, okay, well, listen, like, I saw this shit and I didn't like it, so you need to explain to me before I go 0 to 100 real quick type of crazy. Or, like, if you want to decide you want to act a fool, I am team 1-800-CUT-A-BITCH. But I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to show up at your job and just sit there and watch you work. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ride past your house at night. I'm not going to have my friends ride past your house at night.
Definitely not
going to
do that.
Yeah, see, no, I'm not going to do that. See, that's
no,
past my limit enough of crazy. See, I can take, like, the eclectic, like, you know, crazy, artsy type of person. I could deal with that. Like, I could deal with somebody that's a little crazy that got sort of kind of the same type of temper as me. Like, I think I could deal with that. But once we get past all of that, it's like you, like you're full blown crazy. Like I can't. No, I can't deal with you. That's too much. That's too much crazy in a confined space. It's too much. Like yeah. I'm getting up to go to the bathroom, and you gotta go. Like you gotta go stand outside the bathroom. Like no, we're not gonna do
that. Doing too much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he was crazy. Like he was really crazy. Like when I broke up with him, like he went crying to my mama. Like he was like really, really crazy. Like he was crying to my friends. Like he was calling my friends, crying about us breaking up. And this wasn't like as it happened. Like this wasn't like, all right, a day after it happened or the day it happened. I'm talking about weeks later, like you're still crying to, like you're still calling my friends, like you're still like boo-hooing to them. And they're like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're, yeah.
Oh, like, that's kind
of crazy. How, I didn't, okay. All right, well, fine. I didn't mean to. Here's the thing. We wasn't even kicking it that long. I didn't even give him none.
Well, wait a minute. See,
that's what I'm saying. That's the crazy. I can't deal with it. I didn't even get that far. Like, we had been kicking it for, like, a couple of months or whatever, so we finally was like, all right, well, you know, we're going to do the relationship thing. Like, I ain't going to see nobody else. You ain't going to see nobody else. Then automatic crazy came out. Like, it was like, okay, cool. Like, so, I'm on my way to work or whatever, and I get to work. You're already sitting at my job before I get there. What? You called out of work so you could come sit at my job all day? Yeah, see? I was like, okay. I don't know, maybe he's just, you know, he's just taking the day off. Maybe that's just what he wanted to do. All right, fine. So that was the first incident. The second incident was that day I was telling you about. I was going shopping after work. Okay. Now, everybody knows I am the queen of I'll give you chance after chance after chance after chance. But once you started having, like, once you started riding past my house at all hours of the night, like, no, it's time to stop. Because, like, you drove past my house, and you was like, why your light still on at 4 in the morning? What? Why do you know that my light is on at 4 in the morning? Okay, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. But it's like, you're riding past my house. You got your friends riding past my house. Not coming over, but just riding past my house.
Mm-mm. No, that's not acceptable on any level.
No.
So after you all broke up, you went crying to your mama and you went crying to your friends. How did you get him to stop these antics? Did he just kind of just settle down from it, or did you have to go get your Mexican homie? What ended up happening?
You know what? What wound up happening was that I had to get a couple of my Mexican homies, but he had gotten to another relationship. He had started dealing with somebody else, and he was doing the same thing. But she just was like, no, I'm not dealing with this shit either. But she got him committed to the hospital, though. Like, she had the people come pick him up. Yeah. So the people came and picked him up.
Yeah, the reason why I asked that is because a few years back, I was treated like that and stopped. But the thing was, I went on one date. You had, you know, months of, okay, we're going to be together and all of that. Me and this guy went on one date.
Oh,
I decided after the date that I didn't want to go out with him anymore because it just wasn't what I thought it would be. You know, first impressions are lasting impressions, and I wasn't impressed. So I kind of said, you know what, let's just not do this. And he couldn't figure out why, and I tried to explain to him several different ways that, hey, this is just not going to work for me, and this is not going to work for you. So, and this was while I'm in college. So, you know, we go to the same college. You may see me on campus. I'm not rude. I'm going to speak. I'm going to speak to you because I'm Southern. I speak to people and then I be rude. And so we would see each other on campus, whatever. So one night, I'm home. I'm sleeping. I have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'm just being a normal person who sleeps at 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning. Now, I may not be asleep. You know, the type of person now that sleeps at 3 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, I'm asleep. He called my phone. It had to be 30 times.
Oh.
Left about 15 voicemails. They all ranged from, baby, I miss you. Please pick up the phone. I don't know what's going on. Why are you not talking to me? Bitch, I'm going to fuck you up when I see you. Like, that's how it went. And for me to be scared, because I'm not scared of much of anything, for me to be scared says a lot. I called the guy that I was really interested in, and I called him. I said, hey, I need you to come to my house because something's not right, and I don't know what's going on, and I can't tell you over the phone. Just hurry up and come to my house. You know, he's like, it's 4 o'clock in the freaking morning. You know it's an emergency then if I'm calling you at 4 o'clock in the freaking morning. Get your ass to my house at this point. He actually stayed for a few days because he was like, I don't want you to be here by yourself. So I was like, okay. So eventually, I actually had to move. I had to go to my leasing office, explain to them what was going on, and they let me out my lease. And I moved. And it wasn't until like a year later that I saw him again. And I happened to be in the mall with my friends, and he called my cell phone. And he was like, what are you doing? Because he called from a number I didn't know. And at that time, you know, it was a particular weekend. It was a very big weekend here in the city. So I had friends coming in from out of town, so I didn't have everybody's number saved in my phone. So I'm just picking up the phone whenever it rung. So he was like, what are you doing? I was like, who is this? And then when I caught the voice, I was like, I'm in my boyfriend's house. He's like, no, you're in the mall. What? If you're going to walk
See?
Up and stalk me or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that? So I told my friends, I said, hey, y'all, we got to get out the mall. Like, we got to get out of here. We'll go find something. We'll shop somewhere else today because we're not going to shop in this mall. And I just felt so bad. And I definitely didn't give him none because we only got one date. And I think the reason why he acted this way is because he really wanted to. And that piece of his brain really wasn't working well because he left the sexual portion of it clouded. So therefore, he just wasn't being this educated person you're paying for a really good education. So why are you dumb as shit? I don't understand. But,
oh goodness,
you know, that's what happened. And that whole situation, it was just so scary. And that put me in a place where I was like, that's why I don't invite too many people to my home. Because I don't know how you're going to act. That's why I'm not so willy-nilly with my stuff. Because I don't know how you act. And so it's just, no. And then me and you, Taylor, we've talked about this female who decided to stalk me on social media for whatever her purpose and reason was. I mean, I know, you know, I may talk about girls every now and again, so what? But this broad, I don't know. But like I said, she's no longer following me on one portion of my social media, so I'm okay, because the whole time she was there following me, I gave the bitch the business. So I made her feel like she was about yay small. So, but you don't have, like, for people, you don't have to do that. I don't know what makes people stalk people, but you don't have to. You know, and people are just crazy. People are crazy. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
We got a couple of comments. Okay, we got a couple of comments. So the question that I asked on Facebook, I said, have you ever been actively stalked before, and what did you do to get rid of them? One of my friends, Tanya, she said she bought a gun. I know how to shoot a gun accurately. Please don't play with me. That's why I say people don't show other people's houses unannounced, because you don't know what they have in their house. You don't know. Mm-mm. You really don't know. And I haven't even told anybody this, so y'all about to hear it. So today, I went out to lunch with one of my friends from college. Had a good time. I came back, I told my neighbor downstairs that he was fixing my rear view in my truck. Okay, so I leave, I come back, and there's something literally written in my door. Like, and maybe I hadn't seen it before, or whatever the case may be, maybe it's been there for a while. And I said, why is this on my door? Literally, someone had written on my door, I hope it was worth it. And I was like, and so I went down and I asked my neighbor, I said, did you see anybody come to my, like that's literally, I lied to you not, it was written in my door. And I said, I went downstairs to my neighbor, I said, did you see anybody come up my steps while I was gone? He was like, no, I didn't see anybody. I said, okay. I said, well, this is what I need to do. I need you to keep a closer eye when I'm going. He was like, okay, I got you. Okay. So then I called one of my friends, and I said, now, you know what I say. I said, when you came over here the other day, did you see anything funny about my door? And they were like, no, I didn't see anything funny about your door. I was like, well, what is this written on my door? And he was like, did you see it this morning? I said, well, I don't really pay attention to my door like that. It's the door I walk out the house. Like, it's not something that I pay attention to. But I just so happened to walk up, when I was walking up the steps, I kind of got a glimpse of it. And I was like, what the heck is this on my door? But you two, I don't know who used to live here before I did. But today was the first time that I saw it, and it kind of spooked me. So, being that I have some really nice friends in really hot places, they will be here soon, probably within the next few days, to install cameras around my little apartment. But, idea. That type of shit spooks me really quick, because I've been actively stalked before.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered, I'm telling you, it bothered me. Like, I take naps during the daytime. I ain't taking no naps.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking, every 5 minutes, I was peeking out my window, trying to figure out what was going on. And I kept opening and closing the door and making sure, like, did I really see what I saw on the front of my door? You need these hoes not to be playing with me. In your confidence.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. I don't bother nobody. I work from home. I don't go nowhere. If I go somewhere, it's only go out and get some money. That's it. It is it. I don't go anywhere. But, Tommy, you've been really quiet while we've been going through this stalking banter. Have you ever been stalked before, sir?
No, they don't stalk me because I flip anytime you show up to my house unannounced. You show up anywhere where I'm at unannounced, I'm a flip. I will literally cuss you the fuck out. If you show up anywhere where I am talking about, oh, what you doing? Oh, I'm doing this, that, and the third, so on and so forth. Don't fucking come near me because I didn't ask you to. If I don't ask you to show up, don't fucking show up. And I literally will flip out on you with no questions asked. There's no popping up just because I was in the neighborhood. Oh, I bought you something to eat. Nothing. No. So the stalkers don't bother me.
Okay.
I'm not stalkers particularly sane when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I have very good control over the things that I do.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever stalked anyone before?
No, but I know what people are doing. Especially with social media. All I have to do is, I don't stalk people. Everyone's information is out there.
Social media is definitely.
Yeah. Like, social media nowadays. Yeah, like social media, I don't even have to stalk you. Like, people get tagged and stuff. Like, I can tell you, I can tell what you do based on, like, if I know you and I've been dealing with you, I can tell what you're doing before you even do it. Because I'm an educated guesser. So, like, pretty much I can tell you, oh, this is what you're going to do today. You're going to go home. You're going to take a shower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever the course of your day is, because that's what you normally do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's a creature of habit to some degree. Once I figure out your habit, I can tell you what you're doing on any given day. It's not stalkers. It's just knowing the person. So I'm not a stalker. I just know the person in which I'm dealing with. So if I know that you like to go out every Friday, I can tell you that you're either going to go to one of three places, because everybody always goes to one of three places when they go out. It's very rare that you find somebody that actually just club hops just for the fun of it. They always have one club. They always got one place they go to. It's not stalking. It's knowing who you're dealing with. I know the people that I deal with. That's why I don't have stalkers. Because if I ever did have one, guess what? I'd know long before they ever get to that point. And I tell them I'm crazy anyway. Nobody believes me when I tell them I'm crazy, but I am.
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I just don't like being provoked. I don't like it.
I am.
Because I don't like to have to show out on people. Because my show out is really bad. Like, really bad. And so I don't want to have to do that. I don't like that person. Tell y'all, let my crazy just eat her cheese classics and drink her little Pepsi, a tea over there in the corner. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. She ain't gonna bother you. Don't you bother her. You know?
There you go.
That's fine. Like, I try not to. And I was telling somebody the other day, I was speaking to them about another situation, and I said, the only way you're going to get me to really flip out is because there's been a series of things that you've done. It's not just because today you wanted to be an asshole. There's been a series of things that you've done over the course of time period that makes me want to show out on you. Makes me want to show out on you. So this is a buildup. And when you get that to that last little portion and it overflows, you're not going to be happy when I'm done. You're not. I can guarantee it. I can promise it. It's not a threat. Everything's coming on out. You're going to be a whole lot of words that you're going to wish you hadn't even bothered me. But, you know, it's just what it is. Let's see. I got. Okay, so I did post a picture of what I was talking about with why the best dick always attached to the craziest niggas. And so Ms. Val asked, are you attracted to crazy ass niggas? The problem is that you just put in that whipping peel on them a little too hard. No, Ms. Val, not all the time. Some of these niggas is crazy and they just got, they probably got big things attached to them, but I would never know because I'm so, not so willy-nilly with mine. Like, I only believe through a couple of people, you know, at this point. But right now, nobody, because I ain't had that in so goddamn long, I don't know what to do with myself. So. But I've been good. I've been doing better. Each week gets easier, as you see. It's easier.
I completely agree.
Tommy?
Hmm?
Don't you agree?
Do I agree?
That as the weeks have progressed with my current situation, I've gotten better.
Talk to me when you're sober.
I'm not drunk. What?
Talk to me when you're sober. That's the real. Now I'm gonna be real honest with you. Talk to me when you're sober, because I know I do shit to get on your nerves.
Oh no.
I know it. Because I hear it in your voice, Imash. I hear it in your voice. I can say certain things.
You know what?
Like just, I'm right. Like I can guarantee you. I can make a whole bunch of noise right now, and it would irk your soul.
I'm not drunk at this point. I'm not drunk. I have not found all of my life yet at the bottom of this bottle. This bottle is only halfway empty. So no, I haven't finished.
Talk to me when you're sober.
I'll finish it before.
Talk to me when you're sober. That's all I want to say. And we'll see. We'll see how much of a transition you've had. When you're sober.
I've done good. I've been proud of myself. Even though I've had these two very nice looking men try to get all of my cookies. They tried it. They have tried it, but I have not done it. I stay strong. Be proud of me. So, because one of them has been up close lately. Like, I saw, and I'm like, you gotta step back. I don't even want no hug. I just handshake, dap, high five, something. Don't touch me. I've been doing good. And, you know, I haven't done anything. Anything, people. Anything. Not even self-love has even come into play. I haven't done anything. So, be proud.
Oh, good. My. And how long are you supposed to be doing this again?
Until.
Oh.
There's no time limit.
So y'all just randomly just decided to just go ahead and say, oh, let's not have sex, and we're not going to put a time limit on it, and we're just going to see how it works.
Yeah.
I don't want to be friends with y'all. Y'all are terrible.
Terrible friend.
Listen, that's all well, fine, and good. I support my friends too, but I look at it like this. Unless you're going to make a whole totally drastic change, I mean, like, you're just going to stop having sex altogether. No, just don't do it. No, just don't. You're going to be mad at life.
I understand. Life is fine. Life is not as bad as people may think it is. It's not as bad. I do find myself Eating a little bit more sweet than I normally do. And Taylor was getting on me about eating cookies the other day. But, you know, I can't, because I'm not supposed to eat cookies. I can't have cookies because they make me sick. But, I just say this. If I do, and it's not even that, you know, whoever breaks, it's not even any of that. So, and I was joking with somebody else. I was like, I really could just do whatever I want to do and not tell the person that I did it. But I'm working on this honor code thing. And you know I don't like to tell a lie. So this is where I'm at. I just know probably the next man, he's just going to, I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Well, just don't kill him. Don't hurt him.
I'm not.
So this is just a test of willpower is what you're saying?
It might be. This might be.
You could find anything else to test your willpower on? I mean, anything. It just had to be that.
What else could I? What else could I remove from my life?
I don't know what you do on a particular day, so I mean, what are your habits?
I mean, I don't really have any habits. Like, I don't really have any habits. I don't have anything. Like, it's the same things that I may do every day. Like, it's just the same. I eat normally the same type of food every day, but no.
Well,
maybe I can remove
all the more luck
from
to
my
you.
Life. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Willpower.
Yeah.
That's willpower. Mm-hmm.
No, too many people make me cut. My words. Because sometimes I need them to feel the emphasis behind that first word. Need them to understand, you know, that whole "bitch, you ain't shit" type thing. You just feel it.
But do you understand what kind of willpower it takes for you not to cuss, even though you want to cuss?
Man, I've tried that before, and I about bit a hole in my tongue.
Well, there you go. That's what you need to work on. That's I would say use that as a willpower tactic.
I don't want to work on that. No, I'm being supportive of my friend. You're not going to change what I'm being supportive of at this point.
No, I'm saying for the future. For the future, you know, if you decide to do another willpower challenge, do that. And I got the perfect way for you to test your willpower.
No, I don't want to talk to you on a daily basis.
Hell no, you. That wasn't even it.
No,
I refuse to talk to you on an everyday basis, Maj.
Hey, we agree.
Yeah, we're in agreement. God damn it. God damn it, we're all in good spirits today.
Anyway, I'm about to finish this bottle of alcohol.
I haven't even started drinking yet.
What? Well, I mean, there's only about 20 minutes left in the show anyway.
I'm not drinking because of y'all.
Like I said.
Drink because I want to drink.
Guess what? That's your life.
What?
How about that one?
Aren't you on a sabbatical for something?
Be offensive about his mouth. You don't know that.
What'd you say?
He's trying to be funny, and
no.
I ain't got time for this. You ain't got time for this shit.
But what do you have time for, Maj?
That's fine.
I'm here now.
Huh?
I said, what do you have time for? I'm
say
here
what?
Now.
You
hear what I said.
I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this.
There's no time for what we're going on here. Case in point.
Yeah.
I just proved my point.
So. So, Thomas, do you have a topic for the evening? Because me and Taylor had discussed hers.
Well, let's see. Do you have anything for y'all today? Contemplating. What is the one absolute liquor that actually makes you get absolutely buck wild? And tell a story about it.
The what?
And tell a story about the liquor that...
Taylor, you can go first.
Let's see here. The one liquor that makes me get wild. Let's see here. I don't know, because I stay within a little confine of stuff. Like, I don't drink, I don't do dark. I always, everything light. Let's see. Probably Grey Goose. Grey Goose and cranberry is, like, my go-to drink. That is my shit. I drink it all night. Let's see. A wild night with Grey Goose would have to be a few years ago. It was my birthday. And me and he who shall remain nameless, we went out and we were at a club. We were drinking. Somehow or another, we wound up in the back of his car. And shit got real. So yeah, that's my wild with the liquor. Yeah.
For me, it wasn't just one liquor. It was a combination of a whole bunch of liquors, and it just, we had a good time. But I started out drinking my normal go-to guy, Jose Cuervo. He's such an awesome person when we can be in love together. And it was the man in the suit's birthday. And we drank so much. Like, I can't even run down everything that we had to drink. But I was trying my best to stick to just tequila. But every time I turned around, he was handing me a drink or something or a shot to take, or it was just a whole bunch. And that particular night, like, it didn't even, you ever be so drunk that y'all just can't even, y'all can't do nothing. Y'all can't have sex, y'all can't argue, y'all just gonna pinch, fuck out, and it's just gonna happen.
Yeah, I've had a night like
all
that.
I remember having a conversation with my best friend, Renata. I remember having a conversation with her because I kept saying, I'm not going to cry. I remember saying that. And then the next thing you know, I'm sitting on our hotel floor feeling like death is coming to get me. I thought death was really, I usually like staying at the Hyatt, though. And, you know, they have that nice ceramic floor in the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
And if you are drunk and feeling like death is knocking at your hotel door, sitting on that cold ass floor is everything that life can give you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And so I was sitting there on the floor in my boy shorts and t-shirt and just sitting there. So, and Bernardo was like, "What's wrong with you?" I just said, "I don't feel good." And he helped me back to the bed, and then about an hour later, I was back to the porcelain floor. So, And then, we had the thought ambassador and all that stuff. A lot of other stuff happened. But yeah, it was a good time. I haven't been that drunk since. And that was August of last year. Now, keep in mind, my birthday is coming up in April, so that might be able to happen again. Because, I get crazy when it comes to my birthday. And so, that was the last time. So that's when you probably saw me post something about Jose and Patron were breaking up. I'm sick of y'all. We got to break up. So, yeah. So what about you, Thomas? What is your go-to alcohol?
Well, I don't have – I have go-to alcohol, but those are not the alcohols that make me get wild. There are two alcohols I stay away from. It's rum and vodka. Vodka makes me want to fight, and I don't know why. It just does. I guess it's something in my family because it makes my uncle want to fight. It makes my aunt want to fight. So I tend to stay away from vodka because every time I drink vodka, I get real upset. If I drink enough of it, I get real upset. Like I walked out of my homegirl's house at like 1 a.m. and just said, "I'm leaving. I'm just going to fuck outside to go take a walk. Leave me the fuck alone." I cussed her and my homegirl out, and I just literally just walked. Don't know, with no destination, no nothing. I just got my coat and left. Why? I was mad. What was I mad about? I don't fucking know. But, oh well, I fucking left. That's why I don't drink vodka. Now, rum, on the other hand, rum turns me into... rum also makes me want to fight, but you have to annoy me to make me want to fight. I was drinking Ray and Nephew, this Jamaican rum, overproof rum, and I just so happened to be drinking it while I was playing a drinking game. But I had my chaser. Chaser wasn't really helping, but it was still feeling just all right, though. So during this time frame, flirting with somebody's girlfriend, and my homegirl was there, and this dude was trying to flirt with her, but she wasn't feeling him. So before the end of the night, I almost choked this guy out. Luckily, my homegirl and my homeboy was there because if not, I was getting ready to get into the cab, but he started talking shit as I was getting into the cab, and I was going to go back around the cab to go get on this guy's porch and beat him the fuck up. And this is drinking overproof rum. But it just so happened that my homeboy and my homegirl was there. Got me back to my crib. Now, during this time frame that I'm at this other person's house, I'm flirting with somebody else's girlfriend. Now, we have a mutual attraction with one another. I don't particularly care about her boyfriends. It ain't my fucking business. But it is what it is. So she comes over, we do what we do. But at this point in time, in any given other situation, I don't eat ass, I don't suck toes, I don't do none of that shit. But during this session, I don't even know where the fuck this person came from. I don't even remember the shit that I did during that time frame. I had to be reminded of the shit because I was so fucking drunk from off that rum that I don't fucking remember. I mean, like, we had to be going for about 2 hours. 2 hours all up drunk liquor, and then I passed out and went to sleep because I don't remember doing anything else. So, yeah, I stay away from rum. Rum is definitely one of the ones I stay away from.
Yeah, y'all didn't like, no alcohol makes me angry. I'm I'm a happy. I get giggling. I laugh at everything. But I don't get upset. Now, if you try to ruin my my experience of being drunk, then we might have a problem. Like, you ever have that one friend that you really can't take nowhere? Because, one, they don't know how to hold their liquor, and two, they got all this goddamn mouth that you wish you could fuck up.
Yes, I had a friend like that. Like, it was me, her, and this person that shall remain nameless. We all went out that night. She's in the club. She's getting wasted. Like, she's flirting with all of these guys. She's talking about how she want to sit on these guys' face. Like, it's cup. Like, you could tell that these people are together. Like, I saved her ass from, like, two fights. And then I was like, you know what? We just going to leave. Like, never again. So we're driving, and we worked, like, me and her worked at the same job. So she calls the job because the guy that she's messing with she's messing with this guy at the job, but he's got a girlfriend. She called the job and was airing out they dirty laundry, but he had her on speakerphone. So now everybody at the job knows what they doing. It was just a mess. And I got cussed out because he was like, don't you ever bring that ratchet hoe out here again with us. Like, we don't do this. I was like, she asked, and I said, okay, like, my bad. Like, I didn't know. But, yeah, I had that one friend that just was like, you can't, like, you're definitely on the two-drink minimum. Like, that's it. Like, that's all you're getting.
Yeah, I got a friend. I had a friend that was like that. I don't hang with them anymore because I just got tired of it. So, if you can't hold your liquor, you can't come around here.
Exactly.
Like, I'm a happy drunk. I'm a happy little drunk. I speak to everybody. I make some friends. I always bring home a little white person, like, I didn't even think it like that. I always, whenever I go to the club, I always have, like, a new friend that I meet in the bathroom. And the conversation always starts, girl, I like your shoes.
But you know the bathroom is a universal friend zone, right? That's where you go to meet everybody, in the bathroom. I've had some really good conversations with people in the bathroom. Like, it's a club in, what is it, New York. It's like, it's a co-ed bathroom. It's like, like four floors? Yeah, it's like four floors, and it's like a co-ed bathroom. So I'm walking, like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm the only one in the bathroom. I come out to go wash my hands, and there's a dude standing at the sink. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'm in the wrong bathroom because I've been drinking, so maybe I'm in the wrong spot. I'm just going to wash my hands and go. I'm not going to say anything, and no one's going to say anything to me because I'm drunk and I'm invisible. That's just how I felt. So I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to wash my hands really quick and get out. Like, I don't want nobody see me. Nobody saw me. Nobody see me. Like, this is in my mind. So I leave out, and I'm with my friends. I'm like, yo, like, I really went into the wrong bathroom. And they were like, all right, so first of all, you're cut off. I'm like, yeah, because I definitely was in the wrong bathroom, so I'm not getting anything else to drink for the rest of the night. I cut myself off. So now the other friend that we're with, she's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right. So we're walking back, and I'm like, this is the door I went in the first time. Like, this is the men's room. Like, we should go through this door. This door is locked. I said, so I don't know where we're supposed to go. She's like, well, I'm going in the men's room. I said, oh, God, I just told you. I just left out of the men's room. We're not supposed to be in there. Security's going to come and kick us out. So we walk in the bathroom, and there's a guy at the sink. There's a guy going in the stall. And then there's two chicks that are, like, standing around fixing their makeup. Like, we were like, what is this? Like, it's a co-ed bathroom. And there's a bouncer in the bathroom. It was a mess. I was like, wow. And she's like, this is a really nice bathroom. Invisible. Yeah, I swore up in that. Look. I have been drinking, okay? We all do things when we're drunk that maybe we shouldn't do. And I didn't even do anything. I just wanted to be invisible. So I thought in my mind that if I put that out in the atmosphere, then that's what would happen and nobody would see me walking out of the men's room, which was actually the co-ed bathroom, but I was too drunk to read the sign on the outside of the door. I didn't realize it until years later. I wound up going back to the same club, but it just so happened that I was there with he who shall remain nameless. He had a show there, and I was pregnant at the time. So I'm like, this place looks so familiar, but I couldn't place why I knew where everything was. It was the same place. I was like, yeah, they have a co-ed bathroom. But then it was awkward then because I'm pregnant at this point. I'm not, like, super-duper big, but I'm pregnant. So as I'm coming out of the stall, a guy's coming in, and he's like, oh, that's what's up. Look at you. Congratulations. And I'm just like, this is weird. I was sober, and I'm like, this is weird. Co-ed bathrooms are weird.
Okay. I know we only got, like, a couple of minutes left in the show. This test is like kind of off topic, but not off topic. Have you all ever had sex in the shower and it'd be really awkward? Like that person's tall and the other person's short and it's just not going to really work out. Oh, sorry.
See, here's the thing. Once again, hello, people.
Gotta make it quick.
My name is Taylor Danes. I am a part of the Clumsy Committee. I am the chairman and everything else. That just, my shower that one time just was all wrong. Absolutely wrong. I would never do it again. Because I'm too clumsy. We were wet, the tub, like it was a mess. Let's just say that there was a broken shower rod and some aching bones. It was terrible. So I never wanted to do it again.
I just wanted to know. Thomas, well, Thomas, you probably, you date tall girls. You don't get, I don't know.
No, I've never had awkward sex in a shower with a tall woman or a tall girl. Just never happened that way. So, just never happened. Sex in the shower? Yeah, but nah.
Okay.
I fucked short girls, but never.
It was just a random question. Something that's kind of popped into my brain when we were talking about the bathroom thing. I don't know why, but it did. So, it's time to call our show quits for the night. I hope that everybody, and I know this weather will hinder us from doing a whole lot of other things, but please have fun. Be good to yourselves. I got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow because I am going to see Kay Michelle on Sunday, and I'm excited. So, yes, so everybody enjoy your weekend, and we will see you here again next Friday, same time, same place, with more entertaining things to say and do, and I will still be on my journey. So, everybody, have a good night. Don't shake your head and say, I will still be on it. I shall be. I promise you.
Okay.
With everything I like and love, I will be. So,
all right.
Well, yeah. Everybody have a good night.
All right. Good night.